All I want for Christmas is a pay rise. Well, in the new year, say trade unions. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions want wages of over 300,000 private sector workers to go up by 4 to 7% next year. They say that with the economy flying and employers doing very well, it's time that workers were rewarded. Owen Reedy is with us. He's General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Owen Reedy, thank you very much for coming into us. You're recommending pay increase of 4 to 7% for next year, but inflation has fallen to less than 1%. So how can you justify these pay demands?
Very easily, Gavin, and good morning. We've just come out of a general election. Your last piece is talking about the next government and what was the number two issue that all politicians were talking about, that workers, that citizens and families were talking about. It was the cost of living. And we had most politicians falling over themselves, bar a few notable exceptions, talking about how they would address it by giving people their own money back. We believe the way to address it is through collective bargaining, through unions and employers in the workplace, negotiating on change, on productivity, on modernisation. And workers are about 2.5 to 2% behind in the private sector if we look at the last 3 years. And we're not interested in workers just merely matching inflation. Living standards should rise. So 4 to 7% is realisable, it's achievable, and I think it's appropriate.
But is there not a danger that if you call for pay increases beyond inflation, it'll simply drive up inflation again and make the cost of living even higher?
Well, you see, we're told at times of high inflation, Gavin, we should never chase it. And if you look at the first 2 years, 22, 23, we didn't do that. We're told at times of low inflation, our demands must be moderate. When we've a booming economy, when we've got record levels of employment, when in-work deprivation has gone up to about 12%, 1 in 8 workers, and when workers are behind inflation, we see this is very reasonable. If not now, when? We have a tight labour market. There's an opportunity for workers to assert themselves. We think it's important they do, and we'll support all our unions and all workers in trying to achieve this, but it's affordable.
If private sector workers are forced to increase wages and there's a shortage of workers right now, is there not a danger that they'll be forced to increase the prices they charge for goods and services, and ultimately the consumer will pay and cost of living will go up?
Well, let's look at inflation over the last 3 years. It's quite clear that many employers are increasing the price of goods and services, if you look at it. I mean, the one sector that has whinged, quite frankly, for the last 12 months and has been indulged by a lot of the media, the hospitality sector, they're responsible for significant inflation in the last 3 years, and yet employment is up 9%. So, you know, is there anyone in this society that believes workers should not seek to improve their living standards? And we're not about just matching inflation. We have to be ambitious. People's living standards need to improve. We need to exceed inflation. And I think 4 to 7 is a moderate demand. The SRI are anticipating that wages in the economy will go up 5%. We don't have sectoral bargaining in this economy because the state has failed to implement the most recent EU directive. So that's why we've arranged. There's not one private sector, there's many private sectors.
Yes, but these are private sector pay recommendations, and many companies in the private sector are already struggling with increased costs. Not all of them, of course. And they'll say they simply can't afford to pay such demands.
Well, you see, the way the state needs to address the cost of living is for the state to address key costs like electricity, like energy, not to give workers their own money back in tax cuts, which will hollow out our public services, which will beggar our children, and which will lead to significant tax rises in the future. The way to deal with it is where it's affordable, and we have said we're affordable, workers should flex their muscles, quite frankly, over the next year and seek these increases through collective bargaining, through the WRC and the Labour Court, and quite frankly, if necessary, through industrial action.
What are your union colleagues on the ground telling you? There are private sector companies that are increasing their wages. You do accept that?
Of course there are. I mean, it's
substantially in some cases.
As I say, Gavin, it's a mix. There's no one private sector. There are a whole range of sectors. There are some sectors doing well, some sectors doing less well. That's why we have the range. It should be at least 4% because workers need to claw back some of the inflationary problems over the last 3 years, but up to 7% with other elements such as looking at the special benefit exemption, improving service pay, protecting the low paid. There are other things that can be done as well, and we can be creative. But, you know, if at the time of record levels of employment and a booming economy, if workers cannot aspire to a pay increase, what are we doing in this country? And we as the ICTU want to show some leadership and give people some hope. And I see 2025 as a good year for private sector workers.
Owen Reedy, General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, thank you for coming into us.